how did I get involved or why was I drawn to? Well, it actually starts. I would say that my first experience with diversity was with social class. And we were not wealthy. We were poor sometimes, and we were blue collar at sometimes. My mother was divorced. We slipped down the ladder. But I knew that I was not like the other students at school. I went to school outside of my district, and I was teased and bullied because of what I wore. And, you know, and it was a class issue, but I didn't know it at the time. So I sort of had this in my head that there are these differences, and I thought it was my parents' fault or whatever. And then I took a sociology course in community college, and that course opened my world to looking at this personal issue through a whole new lens. And we call it the sociological imagination, making kind of looking at individual experience through a larger lens of social forces, social processes, historical processes. And that's what the sociology course did. And it was the first time that I realized that my parents were part of a social historical process that created them to some degree. So I was brought in to my class was my first interest. And that was what I was really driven towards studying. I did a lot of theory, even as an undergraduate. I read a lot of class-based theory, focused a lot on class inequality. And then I took a gender course. And then that complicated class. And I thought, oh, not only is my background working class, but, oh, the women really were. And I got exposed to this whole idea of patriarchy and how that shapes us and socialization. And I still sort of didn't have race. I mean, I understood that it was a form of inequality, but I didn't quite, I just treated it kind of in that additive way that scholars of race, class, and gender now have critiqued. And so I was brought in by class and by my own experience of it, and then exposed to gender courses. And then in my graduate program, I was exposed to, I took a course with Pat Hill Collins, and Patricia Collins, and she really called us on that whole body of work on the idea that you're both privileged and oppressed in complex ways was blooming when I was a graduate student. And so I took a course with her, and my whole world, sort of my whole kind of theoretical perspective shifted, and I started to view inequality in a very much more complicated way through that race, class, gender lens of intersectionality. And so that happened in graduate school. So I was brought in through personal experience and then academically drawn to first Marxist-based explanations of class because it helped explain my world, but then opened up my territory to a much broader range of understanding different groups, different cultures, different, and even then the post-colonial, I started reading a little of that. And so that opened me up to even a broader range of how these intersections work with nationality and citizenship. So that's, I don't know if that quite gets to your question, but it started out very personal and then it ended up being very academic. That was the history. And at the time that I was in school, I started at a community college, and I was a single mother, never married, from a lower-income, working-class background. And so I was having all those experiences, too, just struggling in that way. And so these sociology just addressed all these questions that I had about my own position in the world or in society.